George Floyd's name is chanted by demonstrators across the country demanding justice. In El Paso, which is predominantly young and Latino, protesters repeat Floyd's last words.
I can't breathe! I can't breathe!
It's important to show solidarity with everybody who has suffered at the hands of police brutality, in particular, Black people.
At a protest last week, 24-year-old Marisa Nunez carried a sign that had Black Lives Matter written on one side and Free Them All on the other, referring to asylum seekers held in ICE detention centers.
No peace!
No justice!
No peace!
She was at a George Floyd protest organized by a local chapter of the Brown Berets. Quetzalcoatl, who goes by his native name, is a new generation Brown Beret.
Everybody's speaking up and giving a voice to the Black Lives Matter and those who have been victimized by police brutality and those who have been killed as well, the innocent lives.
The Brown Berets were born in the turbulent 60s. Like Black civil rights groups, they fought for educational equality and against police brutality. In this border city, racial categories blur. At the protests, the majority of the police in riot gear are also Hispanic.
Here, we're all brown lives.
Zachary Greenhoward, a 21-year-old African-American college student, was among the protesters.
It's like there's no reason why we should be feeling like the need to be scared, to, you know, be right in front of them, to look them in the eye. The reason why we're out here unarmed, but they're holding riot shields. They're in combat gear. We're not the enemy here.
Harnessing this moment to build lasting coalitions is critical, says Ron Stallworth, a law enforcement veteran whose fight against racism and white supremacy as an undercover officer is the focus of his best-selling memoir, Black Klansmen.
Whenever you get a mixture of the races, a rainbow coalition like what we're seeing right now, it always gives hope. But what needs to happen is you can't have this mixture come together for a moment like this and 6 weeks from now, it all fades away after the music stops. It has to be an ongoing effort.
Let me hear it.
Vote! 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 Vote!
For El Paso protesters, the memory of a hate crime last summer at a local Walmart is still fresh. The 21-year-old white man accused of murder in the mass shooting told police he drove from North Texas to kill Mexicans.
I respect the police here because they protected us on that day. We tried to ask them if they could take a knee with us to show us that they stand with us. They didn't.
This 15-year-old girl would only give her nickname, Sam, saying she was intimidated by law enforcement's massive show of force at the protest, including a helicopter constantly hovering overhead. 24-year-old protester Texas Hart, that's his real name, pointed out the glaring difference between George Floyd's arrest for allegedly passing a fake $20 bill and the Walmart shooter.
It's just puzzling to me how a white man with hateful intentions goes into a Walmart with a weapon that was designed for war and shoots 60 plus people and kills 23. And he was safely apprehended by police where he is still in their custody, still safely in their custody.
He was at another protest with friends when police fired tear gas and beanbag projectiles to disperse the crowd. The friends and fellow musicians returned to the same park with their instruments. Chris Burroughs Haggis plays the cello, Hart plays the guitar and sings.
How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The impromptu concert was a welcome respite for families in the park and a brief break for the young protesters. In El Paso, I'm Angela Cocherga.